Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a difficult time of the year for people in hospice. Obviously, not that there's an easy time of the year, but holidays are especially bad. And we have a couple of people from Masonic here to talk about it. Yolan Zolosi is a hospice volunteer coordinator. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank
and
you.
And Gil Letalian is a 20-year hospice volunteer from Masonic here. Gil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning.
Yolan, let's start with you. When families get together at this time of the year, it's an awful subject, but it's got to be discussed. Yeah. What advice do you give people
for
discussing
the hospice and end of life care,
that kind of thing?
Well, obviously, it's a difficult topic, but it's an important one.
That's right.
End of life care, it's a very sensitive time. It's a very special time, and really, the more thought you do give and the more planning to it, the easier and simpler it can go.
I think a lot of people would rather, if at all possible, be at home as opposed to being in a facility somewhere. And that's pretty much a common thing. And it can be done with what you guys do.
Yeah, I'm with Masonic Care Home Health and Hospice, so we do service the community. We go wherever people call home. Hospice is really a philosophy of care, and we bring it to them.
What is the philosophy? Can you help us? It's kind of a new phenomenon from what I understand, like maybe 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, new, depending on your definition.
European.
New.
Well, for me, that's...
Yeah. But yeah, it is a relatively new concept, and it really involves a team of people bringing comfort and care to people, however that means to them at end of life. I mean, and that comes in a variety of ways, both physically, socially, spiritually, whatever people may need.
Gil, how did you get involved?
So, it was interesting. Like I said, I've been a volunteer for 20 years.
Right.
And it happened around 9/11. I was looking for a way to give back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was actually through just basically searching the internet, I found this opportunity to become a volunteer. So I called and I came in, and they had a training program.
Okay, so there is training involved.
Absolutely, because as a volunteer, you know, just there's a few things you need to know. And obviously, you know, because of my parents' experience, I had that experience in a nursing home also, visiting them when they were ill, and that was even before 9/11, before 2000.
Right.
So that's when I started, and with the training, I took it slow because I worked full-time. I continue to work full-time. So working with a volunteer coordinator like Yolan, you're given a patient to visit and to spend time with, and
right.
And I fit it into my schedule, and it was a really good fit for me. I enjoyed spending time with patients. You know, we're there really as a volunteer. I'm there because I want to be there. I'm not paid to be there, and
right.
I think that's the way we do it. And the goal is to really, you know, maybe reminisce about the past. Celebrate the past, the joys and sorrows
of
patients' lives, and also try to create new experiences for patients. I've done Masonic Care, for example, at this time of the year in the lobby. They have a beautiful Christmas tree display.
Yes, right. So they do.
So one of the things I do is I'll take the patients down, you know, one at a time down to the lobby, and we'll check out the trees. And
it's nice.
They enjoy doing that. So yeah. It's really. It's being there for them, and right. doing that, what I found is I get a lot more than I give.
Absolutely. The you also do special things for veterans. Do you have a veterans thing going on there?
Yeah, we do have a variety of specialty programs. We do have a veteran-to-veteran program, and that's really looking for veterans who want to volunteer with us and visit our veterans who are patients, honoring their service. We do present a certificate. We have a whole little ceremony.
And they have something in common,
too.
That's kind of a nice
yep.
thing.
Yep. We also have other specialty programs. We have pet therapy. People love to be visited by animals. Dogs right now. I've had cats in the past. You do need to be registered through a therapy group to do that, but it's
right.
a wonderful thing to do. We also have music volunteers.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's real good.
A group of ladies who goes around and sings to our patients. I'd love to have some more people to do that. We've had instrumentalists also, you know, people who play the keyboard or bring whatever, you know, instrument they have into play. And we also have art volunteers, you know, people who will help people express themselves artistically.
That's major.
So whatever skills or talents people bring in is what we make use of in our program.
How has hospice care changed in the time that you've got involved in it?
Well, I've been doing this about 15 years.
Wow.
I think it's healthcare, so it's, you know, it's more and more intense, I think. It always gets more intense in healthcare.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, and maybe you could answer this, Gil. But, I mean, the fact is, if you are a hospice volunteer and you're going over, you're talking about the good old days, you bring your trombone, you're playing that for them, whatever you want to do. But do you have to have any is there any medical work involved?
Well, fortunately, through the training, we're trained in terms of things like, you know, just what they call universal precautions, just making sure you wash your hands and, you know, that's out of consideration for the patients as well.
Common sense stuff.
Yeah. And we have to, you know, we're required to have a flu shot. So,
the
medical doesn't really come up. It's mostly for us as volunteers, it's really, you know, talking about their lives. You know, if they have some concerns or worries, we can take that to the nurse, you know. And the other thing that, you know, Yolanda's taught us as volunteers is give the family a call. Let them know that, you know, we come and visit their loved one.
Right.
And that, you know, we're there just to spend time with them. And, you know, sense of humor sometimes is the best medicine, a joke or a laugh or getting them to smile. And just, you know, holding hands, you know, a hug, it means a lot to them.
And touch.
As volunteers, it also gives us a great deal of pleasure.
Yolan, a final question before we let you go. How many volunteers do you have?
Statewide, I'd say we have probably maybe between 100 and 150.
Oh, wow.
You need more, though. Great. You need more.
We always need more.
How do people get in touch with you?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I saved it for you.
He's a pro. This guy knows.
They can call our Masonic Care helpline at 888-679-9997, or they can contact us at masoniccare.org.
All right, very nice.
Thank you.
Yolan Salazzi, Gilded.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Italian, thanks for coming in. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Well, take care.
And maybe you can help other people have a great Thanksgiving. That's a good thing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.